Improving Controls Over Non-Financial Information. Now, on its face, that's not a very exciting topic. However, the issue is critical when considered in the context of either integrated reporting or standalone sustainability reporting. Public companies and any private company publishing a sustainability or an integrated report should be developing high-quality controls for material non-financial information. However, there are significant challenges to accomplishing that task. 1. Sustainability experts generally have little or no understanding of internal controls because of their educational background and experience. It is unlikely that sustainability experts see a relationship between internal controls and whether analysts and institutional investors consume and use environmental, social, and governance data. 2. Accounting and finance. The groups with deep understanding of internal controls generally have little involvement with sustainability reports. 3. None of the organizations currently providing guidance on corporate social responsibility reporting or sustainability reporting, such as the Global Reporting Initiative or Accountability, have the same stature as the Financial Accounting Standards Board or the International Accounting Standards Board. What I mean when I use the word stature is that the Securities and Exchange Commission enforces the use of FASB standards, and the standards published by the IASB are enforceable by various national regulatory bodies outside the United States. In comparison, companies use both the Global Reporting Initiative's guidelines and accountability standards on a voluntary basis. Now, there are several reasons why controls over environmental, social, and governance data matter. First, more and more companies are publishing sustainability reports, and most do this on a voluntary basis. Over 6,000 reports containing sustainability and other non-financial information were published in 2012. Of these, about 800 were published by U.S. companies. Second, in a paper titled Market Interest in Non-Financial Information, which was published in the Journal of Applied Corporate Finance, the authors discussed a growing interest in non-financial information. The authors analyzed 6 months of data on non-financial metrics that were included in Bloomberg's database and therefore available on Bloomberg terminals. The authors found almost 44 million total hits to the 247 non-financial metrics in the Bloomberg database. A hit was defined as every time a user accessed one of the data points. Now, there's no way of knowing how the information was used, such as whether a user just glanced at it, or if he or she incorporated it into a financial model in some way. But I think it is relatively safe to assume that these analysts, very busy people, just don't have time to waste and therefore looked at the Bloomberg data for good business reasons. Another driver of the need to have good controls over non-financial information is a paper that was published as a Harvard Business School working paper titled The Consequences of a Culture of Sustainability on Corporate Behavior and Performance, looked at the market performance of 180 companies, all U.S. companies, over an 18-year period. These 180 companies were split into two groups. 90 companies that voluntarily adopted environmental and social policies were tagged as high sustainability companies. the other 90 companies that had not adopted these kinds of environmental and social policies were tagged as low sustainability companies. In tracking performance from 1992 to 2010, the authors found that $1 invested in 1992 in high sustainability companies would have grown to $22.60 at the end of 2010. Over the same period, $1 invested in 1992 in low sustainability companies would have grown to $15.40. The fourth driver of the need for better controls over non-financial information is the European Commission. The European Commission is expected to deliver its long-awaited package of corporate governance and CSR proposals, perhaps even including proposals related to integrated reporting, later this month. This will affect not only companies in Europe, but likely subsidiaries of U.S. companies that happen to be domiciled in Europe. Actions of different organizations will also affect sustainability and integrated reporting, and therefore the need to improve controls. Among these organizations are COSO, the Committee of Sponsoring Organizations. In September 2012, COSO released an exposure draft of their internal control framework. It's by way of background, COSO provides frameworks and guidance on enterprise risk management, internal control, and fraud protection. The COSO framework on internal control is used by many publicly held companies. For the first time, the COSO framework will specifically address environmental, social, and governance considerations. A release of the final COSO internal control framework is expected sometime during the first quarter of 2013. Another organization to follow is the International Integrated Reporting Council, also known as the IIRC. The IIRC is an international organization comprised of companies, investors, standard setters, accounting firms, non-governmental organizations, and members of civil society. The IIRC is currently running an integrated reporting pilot program. There are over 80 companies from 23 different countries, including 7 from the United States, participating in the program. In addition, the pilot program has an investor network comprised of about 25 organizations. The investor network works with the pilot program companies by providing feedback and guidance. The IIRC released a prototype framework for integrated reporting on November 26, 2012. The IIRC plans to release a consultation draft similar to what many people would think of as a FASB exposure draft sometime in April 2013. The final IIRC reporting framework for integrated reporting is expected to be published in December 2013. The Global Reporting Initiative, or GRI, is widely considered to be the de facto voluntary sustainability reporting standard and is used by approximately 1,800 companies around the world. The GRI guidelines are focused on helping companies prepare a sustainability report for all of its stakeholders. The GRI will release the next generation of its guidelines. This generation is called G4. In May 2013 at the GRI's Amsterdam conference. The last organization I'll mention is the Sustainability Accounting Standards Board, also known as SASB. SASB is a U.S.-based nonprofit engaged in the creation and the dissemination of sustainability accounting standards for use by publicly held companies in disclosing material sustainability issues for the benefit of investors and the U.S. capital markets. It's critical to note the difference between the GRI's target audience, all stakeholders, and the target of SASB, investors in the capital markets. Over the next 2.5 years, SASB will develop standards suitable for use in SEC Forms 10-K and 20-F. The SASB standards will cover 89 industries within 10 sectors. The first sector, healthcare, was recently completed. Now, let's recap a few key points. Investors are slowly moving to integrate ESG issues into their analysis of publicly held companies. And various initiatives, such as the GRI, SASB, and the IIRC, are making progress towards their goal of improving the quality of non-financial disclosures. This brings up the following question. What can companies do to make sure that non-financial information is subject to the same types of internal control procedures as is required of financial data under the U.S. Sarbanes-Oxley Act? We need to address this question because, absent high-quality controls over non-financial information, the investment community cannot rely on environmental, social, and governance information and make meaningful comparisons of environmental, social, and governance performance among companies and over a period of time. The ability to make such comparisons is essential to building sustainability performance information into financial models. So, what can companies do to improve controls over non-financial information? Let's start with the board and the CEO. The board and the CEO should be asking questions such as, what environmental, social, and governance issues might pose a short-term, medium-term, or long-term financial risk to the company? How might emerging environmental, social, and governance, legal, and regulatory drivers affect the company? What environmental issues are considered important for the company's industry and its peers? What environmental, social, and governance concerns are being voiced by stakeholders and shareholders? And how is the company leveraging environmental, social, and governance issues to innovate for cost reduction and revenue growth? Now, let me give you a couple of examples of the result of the sorts of questions that the board and the CEO should be posing. A few years ago, the German auto manufacturer BMW linked its ability to reduce water usage during the manufacturing process to a cost reduction that drove competitive advantage over Lexus, Mercedes, and Audi. A few years ago, the board of directors of Novo Nordisk, a Danish pharmaceutical company that is also an SEC Form 20-F filer, mandated that non-financial information must be subject to the same types of internal control procedures that are required for financial data under the Sarbanes-Oxley Act. The Novo Nordisk Financial Controls, or the Novo Nordisk Non-Financial Controls Project, is a work in process. One final thing that the board can do is for the audit committee to ask the internal audit group to consider internal controls and think about what can be done to improve those controls and therefore enhance the quality of non-financial information and sustainability reporting. Next, What should the CFO do with respect to sustainability and integrated reporting? Among the things that the CFO should be doing are to ensure that the sustainability group has regular dialogue and works closely with the accounting and finance groups. The CFO should require an evaluation of controls over non-financial information. The CFO should provide oversight and guidance for both stakeholder and shareholder dialogue. The CFO should drive the implementation of an educational program for accounting, finance, and sustainability so that those groups better understand the relationships between financial and non-financial performance. The CFO should communicate to the board and to the CEO about how the company is mitigating environmental, social, and governance risks and leveraging opportunities for information. And last, the CFO should determine whether environmental, social, and governance risks that have been identified as material issues in the company's sustainability report are also identified as risk factors in the company's Form 10-K. In the event of inconsistencies, the CFO should drive resolution of those gaps. Last, what is the role of internal audit in sustainability and integrated reporting? The internal audit group should update its charter to clarify its role and its responsibilities for environmental, social, and governance issues. Internal audit must understand the relationship between sustainability strategy and the overall business strategy. Internal audit should evaluate whether management has identified material sustainability risks and opportunities. Internal audit should learn about legislative and regulatory compliance requirements for environmental, social, and governance information. Internal audit should evaluate and report to the CFO and to the audit committee on controls over non-financial information. Internal audit should comment to the board on the quality and consistency of information included in a sustainability report, Securities and Exchange Commission filings, the company's website, and the internal audit group should also report on the nature and the quality of environmental, social, and governance risk mitigation. In addition, internal audit can provide internal assurance on processes and controls over sustainability information, disclosures in the sustainability report and the 10-K, as well as on the website and in the corporate report, annual report to shareholders. Finally, the internal audit group should report to the audit committee and to the board on sustainability performance, sustainability controls, and sustainability issues. I want to thank you very much for your time, and if you have any questions, my contact information is on my website.